This is Radio Kate looking out over London, basking in the sunshine on the 34th floor of the BT Tower. There was a little bump just then as the tower stopped revolving, and I've caught up with Andy Pickles from You Explore. Can you explain a little bit about what You Explore is?
Yeah, our remit is to manage young people's perception of the world of work. And in doing that, we go to businesses, we interview staff who are doing those jobs that young people might aspire to be or do. We create interactive tours of businesses, and we populate the You Explore platform that goes into over 900 schools now. So it really supports young people with their career guidance and just raise their aspirations and manage their perceptions of business.
And you're working in partnership with the Business in the Community scheme, aren't you?
Yeah, a key part of the work that You Explore does is helping young people have a better experience of the world of work. So the Work Inspiration campaign is a natural fit. And so we partnered with Business in the Community last year to become their technology partner to support businesses who want to enhance their profile on the workinspiration.com website, so that again young people can understand what a business is like and see whether it suits them for a work experience. So again, it's managing that perception. So we now work with a range of businesses who are supporting the campaign to enhance their profile via workinspiration.com.
And how important do you think it is for young people to get, you know, have a good work experience?
I think it's critical. If you reflect back on your own sort of progression, I'm 41 now, and there's always those things that have happened in your life that have been a turning point. It's sown a seed, and it can be a good teacher, it can be an activity, and a lot of time it could be your first experience of the world of work. But if you get a bad one, it can set you back. So I think it's absolutely critical that we get this right, and that's both from an employer's perspective and a young person's, because as an employer, sometimes you're not prepared for a young person coming in, and it's difficult to deliver, and so you then give a bad experience to the young person, the employee has a bad experience. So what Business in the Community are doing here is putting a structure behind that. It's raising the awareness of it to businesses so that we are actually giving young people that better experience, because it will make a fundamental difference to young people when about thinking about their career plans. So without doubt, it is one of the critical things, but can be overlooked.
But I mean, how can businesses involve people more in their work for those work experience placements? I mean, mine was only 2 weeks. You know, I was told in the first place I was due to go, I was told if I was lucky, I might be able to do some filing. You know, I mean, there was no real, it was like they'd been forced into it. How do you actually sort of get them to buy into it and see that they could actually get something out of it themselves?
Well, it's like anything. In business, you should always forward plan. You should think, yes, you're going to be innovative and you're going to shoot from the hip sometimes, but if you're going to get the best out of a young person coming into your business, think it through, plan it, sit down and put a structure and a program in place, so then actually it's not a bind and it's not a chore. And if you get it right, you'll be surprised about what you get back from a young person. You involve them in creative discussions, in how you communicate what your business is about. Now we are in the media generation Y, so actually us grown-ups are a little bit behind the young people of today. So use them as a resource. How is our business perceived? How can we improve that? So I think the planning and the structure is important, and if you get that right, you will get a fantastic time with young people in your business and get some real value.
And today is the first anniversary of Work Inspiration. What are you hoping for the forthcoming year?
I think it was really important what Steve Holliday was saying, that actually this is about a cultural change. It's not a work experience, it's a work inspiration. What I would like to see is also challenging the model of work experience. It doesn't have to be 2-3 weeks block placement. Why not have 2 days over 6 months for a young person? Why not work with your supply chain and have a federated model? So I think, number one, businesses have changed their thinking about how to approach and deliver a great experience for young people. But from a school perspective, we need to challenge the model as well. So I want to see a cultural change in thinking that this, as a standard, is a work inspiration. But also, let's challenge how we deliver it, because it's more effective for, I think, all parties.